Now, all this week, around about this time, we're chatting NAIDOC Week here on Breakfast, and I'm pretty excited to be chatting to Shane Phillips. He runs Tribal Warrior, which is a harbour cruise with a bit of a difference here in Sydney. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, tell us about Tribal Warrior. I'm excited about this.
Cool. Tribal Warrior, we've been around for 18 years this year.
18 years?
18 years, yeah. And it's, you know, it began as an Indigenous maritime training company, which trained people who were having difficulty initially. And it's still the same, but what happens is we created a tourism product, which is out on Sydney Harbour, and it, you know, interprets all the landmarks, places that are iconic, and tells the story around those, the names of those places, you know, including where the bridges, you know, the footings of the bridge are, the Opera House, Circular Quay, all around. But it gives, you know, what's really cool about it for us, as well as being a good tourism product, gives our people a chance to be appreciated and share our stories. And you know, we've been waiting for that for a long time. We used to sort of look through these deficit lenses ourselves, but we actually see what pride it brings and what, you know, the joy it brings to people to be able to share those stories and people appreciate them.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, probably like me, it's one of the first times we're going to get a look at Sydney Harbour from a pre-white settlement invasion kind of eyes, isn't it?
It's cool. It's cool because you know what happens is we know there's a lot of great stories that can be told that can connect us, and that's the idea, because if people can engage with us and connect with us and appreciate us, that brings about real community. That brings about people. If someone goes out and tells that story in an isolated place and they share the same story we've told, they're breathing life into it with us. That's part of this whole journey for us. So, you know, we're the local community of the Sydney Harbour. If we can share those stories, even the stories right up to when the colony expanded from where it was, there's some interesting stories. And then there's some people that, you know, people never get mentioned. But, you know, it's in history now. We're starting to see it happen.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Now, how did you get involved? Have you been there for the whole 18 years?
I came there in 2000, and wow, end of 99. But I came there because my brother was trying to beat his addiction, and it was heroin. And he'd gone through a detox, and we went there to, you know, see how it'd work out and get him involved in stuff. And I hadn't left since. Unfortunately, my brother, it was short-lived, and I lost him a couple of years ago. But you know what? I've seen so many people empowered by the program and Tribal Warrior. We've built something as a community in Redfern that didn't require a drop-in from the government or some policy change. We created it, we nurtured it, we built it, we stumbled with it, but we own it. And it's our own solution for our own simple things that we can use as tools to strengthen.
Well, that is the flip side of Tribal Warrior, isn't it? The training and mentoring program. You must have had a lot of people through.
That is the cool part about it. We were just talking about it, you know, recently, and you know, I've said it a few times, if a government policy had changed and they'd tried to adopt something and roll it out here, it wouldn't have worked. It would have been pushback from us, because we, you know, it just would have happened that way from tradition that's been happening for a long time, a couple hundred years like that. So what happened was it's organically grown. We ran with a bunch of young ones who wanted to change their lives, and they were getting in a lot of trouble at the time. But because they changed their lives, they changed, and it was a partnership with us and the police at the time. We said, we want to do this. We want to teach, let's go through a routine. And at the same time, we want to teach these kids this new lens. We want to show them about all the strengths of our people and the great things that our people have been a part of for thousands of years. What that actually did is change the whole lens, and it made us, and the police appreciate who we were, and we started to appreciate who they were. That simple thing with a bunch of young men at that time and the police transformed the way we all looked at each other, and Redfern had this real interesting change, and it's been cool. I mean, I'm really glad to be part of it, because you know, I didn't think I'd ever see these days. From my own background, I was pretty angry and resentful, and you know, I don't like using the word hate. I had a hatred in me, and that I wanted to shake one day, and I did, and I found that I healed, and I could find a way to strengthen our journey out just in our own personal ways.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're really about forging that kind of new community bonds.
Yep, new community bonds. You know, good strategic alliances, they make a big difference. And networking as a community, black and white, you know what? There's a real benefit. People see our value, and we actually see who they are and their value. They're so simple. So what we do is we can, with the kids there, go routine, and families do our program. So it's not just about the kids. It's about families working together and all of us learning from each other. There's no one that, tells you what to do. Everyone, it grows. We've got a really rigid set of benchmarks or boundaries that we have, and everyone follows those. And as a community, we grow. And that growth, you know, I see the hope that we've been waiting for. I see the vision that we've been waiting for. And I see these kids who are excelling. They're not just surviving anymore, that they're thriving in our little patch of dirt.
I think it's great. And look, you're wearing a T-shirt, so I have to mention it. Clean Slate Without Prejudice, the boxing program that's coming out of Anthony Mundine's gym.
No, that's our. This is our one.
Oh, that's your one?
This is our one. It's the Tribal Warrior one. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, great.
So this is our own. We created Clean Slate Without Prejudice with the police in Redfern. But we use the gym down at the block too. But we've been training out of the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence. We actually had no place, all of these families. And eventually, you know, we were in the PCYC for some time, but the NCIE offered us a space there, and we went down there, and it's big enough to hold us, because, you know, you'd have anything up to 100 people there training together, families, little babies, grandmothers, grandfathers, mums and dads. It's been an amazing journey for us.
Mate, if people want a bit more info about Tribal Warrior, is it tribalwarrior.org where they
can go? Yeah, go to tribalwarrior.org, check it out. If they were to use the vessel for cruises, or they would use it for our education, our cultural cruise, which is connected to the curriculum, that helps us sustain our programs. And if we can, we don't want to be reliant on anyone. We want to rely on us and build it from what we've already created ourselves. So self-sustaining is all what we're really into. So anyone who could support by buying the product, or anyone who could support by being just maybe bringing their family to be involved in something to change, that's how we do it.
Mate, thanks so much for talking to us on Breakfast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Shane Phillips here. If you do want a bit more information, get yourself down and check out tribalwarrior.org. Check out the cruise. I was talking to Nicole Karma from Dictionary of Sydney. She's pretty excited about it, and that woman knows a bit of history, and she's excited to learn something she hasn't learnt before, and I think that's the exciting thing about the Tribal Warrior.